But oh, the foolish ones, who indulge as if in filth, in drunkenness and all other kinds of excess, when they have sobered up a bit, sit down and do nothing but voice such thoughts. Why does this end in this way, when they should be condemning their own wrongdoings, rather than asking currently, why has he set limitations? Why don't all things continue without order? Ask, why do we not stop being drunk? Why are we never satisfied? Why are we more senseless than creatures without reason? They should be questioning each other on these things and listening to the teachings of the Apostle, learning how many good things he testifies to the Corinthians emerge from charitable giving, and seize this wealth. Because disregarding money makes individuals virtuous, as he stated, and ensures that God gets praised and fosters love, and infuses people with nobility of spirit, and assigns them to a priesthood that brings significant rewards. The compassionate person does not dress in a robe reaching to the feet, nor does he carry about bells or wear a crown, but he wears the robe of compassion, which is more sacred than any liturgical vestment, and is anointed with an oil not made of physical elements, but produced by the Spirit, and he wears a crown of mercies. As it is said, "Who crowns you with pity and mercies?" And instead of wearing a plate bearing the name of God, he himself becomes like to God. As he himself says, "You shall be like your Father who is in heaven."